Okay, you're speaking for a group, and you're next?
I am.
Okay, come on, you're speaking for a group, okay? Anybody else speaking for a group? Okay, then you're next. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right, so we got this group, that group. All right, sir.
Good afternoon, and thank you for permitting me to speak to you today. My name is Ralph Patterson, and I represent the nearly 1,500 men and women who are members of the Cape Henlopen and Elks Lodge. We are one of more than 1,800 lodges all over the country with more than 800,000 members. We operate under IRS 501c8 regulations as a fraternal and charitable organization. In our case, we emphasize charitable. Over the last year, we've donated more than $50,000 to local charities, churches, food banks, veterans organizations. I give Mr. Whitehouse a list. He has letters of recommendation, commendations, that sort of thing. We come here today because we think that this project could cause us serious harm. I'm going to get into why. We're located at 18544 Beaver Dam Road. That puts us at ground zero for phase one. The phase one entrance will be about 40 feet from our property line. It's our understanding is completed. The entrance will be controlled by a traffic signal at the intersection of Beaver Dam Road to the east and the west, North Star to the north, and the entrance to Coastal Club to the south. We've been our building for more than 50 years. The Elks Lodge hasn't been in business for 50 years. We have been, we were a horse barn before that, much like our neighbors next door to the east, the horse farm that's existed. At present, the nearest traffic control device in our area is a three-way stop sign at Beaver Dam Road and Dairy Farm Road. During busy times, nearly every day, traffic waiting to pass through that control device backs up to our property and to the property of our neighbors. We are nearly 1/2 mile from that sign, and that's today. The addition of additional vehicle trips per day will only exacerbate the situation. We only know that the bad traffic situation on Beaver Dam Road will not be improved by 800 new units. In a worst case scenario, DelDOT will actually widen Beaver Dam Road, in which case we would lose a third of our parking, a very nice sign that we just paid a lot of money for, and a flagpole. We have no expertise in zoning and claim none. We defer to the Sussex Preservation Coalition and their expertise in that area. We understand their concerns about additional traffic in our area, zoning changes associated with North Star, additional strain on infrastructure, and the negative impact on our school system. A view of their comments on North Star convinces Cape Henlopen and Elks to associate themselves with their concerns about this project, even though our issues are somewhat more limited than theirs. What can planning and zoning do to help us with our problem? If built, we would like North Star to provide a vegetated buffer between our property and theirs. The 30-foot standard should be strictly enforced, and a much wider buffer should be considered. The existing natural buffer to our north should not be taken down.
Buffer to the north, is that on your property? Are you saying that what's there on their property should be preserved?
I believe it is not on our property, but it is clearly a natural buffer that exists under the current circumstance.
Okay.
We would also ask for a physical barrier to separate North Star from our property. A privacy fence constructed and maintained by North Star with a 6-foot height should be minimum, considered sufficient to screen our property from North Star. We would like to work with the developer and DelDOT to ensure that if Beaver Dam is widened, our parking, flagpole, and electronic sign be preserved or relocated at North Star's expenses. We like to be good neighbors. The North Star development, if built, will present real problems for the Cape Henlope and Elks Lodge. We will work hard to address and to overcome those problems as visited upon us, because we have to. We have neither the assets nor the inclination to move elsewhere. We thank you for your time this afternoon, and we ask that you give serious consideration to our thoughts on the issues of North Star.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.